mama.
Oops, la la.
Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra with Jimmy Noone on clarinet and Freddie Keppard leading the brass on cornet, Spanish Mama. Freddie Keppard was later replaced on cornet by George Mitchell, who he played on the Wild Oat record I played just now, by the way. And with Doc Cook's drummer Andrew Hilaire, he made some classic jazz records in 1926 at the first three recording sessions of Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers. The following year, Jelly made some more sides under this famous name, still using George Mitchell on cornet, but with Johnny Dodds on clarinet and his brother on drums. One of them was his own Jungle Blues, and Baby Dodds told me he remembered searching all over Chicago just before the session to find a gong that was just off-key enough to give the effect Jelly wanted. Jungle Blues by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers with a beautiful, genuine Chinese gong. And Baby Dodds still had it and showed it to me. It's a beautiful job. And Jelly was working as a demonstrator pianist in the Melrose Brothers Music Store then, writing and arranging new numbers as well. And one of these was Chicago Breakdown, which Morton never recorded, but Louis Armstrong and his band from the Sunset Cafe made a record of it in 1927 with young Earl Hines at the piano. But it wasn't issued until 1941.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and his Sunset Cafe Orchestra playing Jelly Roll Morton's Chicago Breakdown. Louis himself had worked out a hot number 4 years before that, in 1923, with his leader Joe Oliver. It was originally known as Dippermouth Blues, but in 1925 Melrose published it as Sugarfoot Stomp, still crediting Louis and Joe with its composition. They recorded it twice in 1923, and by 1926 there were many other records by white bands as well, somewhat tamed and lacking the essential warmth of the Oliver versions, but interesting nevertheless, such as this one by Fred Hamm and his orchestra. Sugarfoot Stomp by trumpeter Fred Hamm and his orchestra, described on the label as a Benson organization. Edgar Benson was the most powerful band agent in Chicago in the 20s, and his number one band, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, played dance music of all kinds, from sweet romantic waltzes to quite hot foxtrots and blues numbers. When the pianist Don Bester assumed leadership from pianist Roy Bargy in 1922, he used Frank Trumbauer in the sax section, and a trumpet player who was long thought to have been Muggsy Spanier, on the strength of a full chorus played solo on the Benson record of Somebody's Wrong in 1923. To this day, I don't know his name. It was either Herb Carlin, who later employed Bud Freeman, but Bud listened to the record and said it was very unlikely to have been him, or it may have been a man named Walter Zurawski. Who knows? Thank you. Somebody's Wrong by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. By the mid-20s, Ben Pollack had returned to Chicago from California and formed a great band that played at the Southmore Hotel, featuring Benny Goodman on clarinet, Fud Livingston on tenor sax, and Glenn Miller on trombone, and the cabaret act, the Williams sisters, Hannah and Dorothea. Here they all are in a typically hard-boiled number from that era by Walter Donaldson, He's the Last Word. Pollack and his Californians recording in Chicago in 1926, He's the Last Word. The popular songs of those days weren't all hard-boiled, of course, though good bands usually managed to inject some jazz feeling into the romantic, sentimental ones, and Sol Wagner was one of these. Bud Freeman confirmed that Jimmy Lord played clarinet and Nate Bold was the cornet, and both can be heard on You Don't Like It, Not Much. Thank you. Like It Not Much by Sol Wagner and his orchestra, with a typical vocal by the Brown Sisters and Green, whoever they were. But don't they just fit into the picture of cloche-hatted, thoroughly modern Millies of those days? And we'll go back to Chicago again after the break.
Want to know the way into the best sale around? Then come to the Way In at Harrods. Clothes to make you sigh, furniture to catch your eye, at prices so low you'll wonder why. The Way In sale starts Saturday, 3rd of July.
It's the Way In.
Way In at Harrods.
Hi there, humans. Fred the Camel from Chessington Zoo. How'd you like to break loose and visit me for free? Just collect the tokens on the back of two Cadbury's Mini Roll packs. Only two tokens for a free ticket to Chessington. Even the parking's free. Once you're there, trot along to the funfair and the circus too. So start munching those Cadbury's Mini Rolls. The packs are tasty too, but don't eat them because you'll need the tokens. And give your herd a great day at Chessington. Oh, and come along to Paddock 5 so I can take a good look at you.
Headache? Tense, nervous headache? Headaches often start with tension in the muscles at the back of the neck. This causes pressure and so leads to pain. That's the time to take Anadin, a laboratory-tested formula of balanced ingredients to soothe away pain and so ease the pressure and relax the tension. Remember, nothing acts faster than Anadin.
Capital Record Break.
Introducing a brand new band with a big, bright future, Buster.
Till Sunday, Sunday's just too far away. I don't wanna wait till Sunday.
Buster have arrived, and to herald it, this is their first single called Sunday.
Oh, I don't wanna wait till Sunday.
Watch out for Buster and their new 45 called Sunday. It's out now on RCA Records and Tapes.
From the 2nd to the 4th of July, Capital Radio having a holiday weekend for lovers of swing at the luxurious four-star hotel, the Havant Albany Inn on Hailing Island. Entertainment for the weekend includes a swing disco and a special concert with the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. The cost of the whole weekend will be £25. That includes most meals, a barbecue evening, and coach fare for the return journey from Capital Radio to Hailing Island, or £23 without the transport. For further information, please ring 01-549-6161. That's 01-549-6161.
This is Capital Radio.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Another band that Bud Freeman remembered was Art Carnes. He was a pianist, he said, and he led the band in the Senate Theatre in Chicago. Well, that much I knew. And then he went on, his drummer was Vic Burton, and that I didn't know. Then I remembered that Vic Burton and Art Castle were the composers of Sobbing Blues, which Art Carnes' orchestra recorded in 1923. I wonder if Art Castle is the fine clarinetist on it.
Thank you.
Sobbing Blues by Art Carn and his orchestra. Bud Freeman remembered Art Castle as the leader of a sweet-style dance band later in the 1920s, but he also worked with the Benson Orchestra, and his records with that band show he knew what jazz was. For a long time, some collectors thought the clarinet on that Sobbing Blues was Leon Rapolo of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, formerly the Friars Society Orchestra. The Rhythm Kings were a great success in the early 20s in Chicago. Here's the first record of one of the biggest jazz standards of all time, Bugle Call Blues, as it was originally known, by Leon Rapolo and the Friars Society Orchestra. Society Orchestra, or New Orleans Rhythm Kings if you prefer, Bugle Call Blues. I mentioned Freddie Keppard just now. He joined Tiny Parham's band after leaving Doc Cook, also at the Dreamland, and was in turn replaced by his fellow townsman from New Orleans, Ernest Kid Punch Miller, who shared trumpet work with Ray Hobson. Here's a rather good Tiny Parham record, apparently with Ray Hobson, Subway Sobs. Thank you. Tiny Parham, the outsized pianist, and his musician Subway Sobs. Another musician from New Orleans who worked most of his adult life in Chicago was Richard M. Jones. He accompanied many blues singers on records with Louis Armstrong, and in 1927 he made two batches with his Jazz Wizards. This one, African Hunch, is very attractive, with Shirley Clay on cornet and Bill Franklin on trombone, Artie Starks on clarinet and alto sax. African Hunch by Richard M. Jones and his Jazz Wizards. But the biggest name in jazz in Chicago for the most part of the 20s, at any rate, the early part, Bud Freeman tells us, was undoubtedly Joe Oliver, the king. There's time for me to play you a record by his Dixie Syncopators, with Kid Ory on trombone and Albert Nicholas on clarinet, the powerful, rugged, swinging number with the absurd title Wah Wah Wah.
Thank you.
King Oliver and his Dixie syncopators, wah, wah, wah. And with that, I'm sorry to say, we'll have to leave Chicago in the 1920s and come back to London in the 70s. Next week, if you twiddle the jolly old dial round to 194 at the same time, I'll be ready to play you some more good music. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.
Thank you.